Mid-morning of the following day found the columns from Salamandastron marching under a high summer sun. Lance Corporal Elbrig watched young Traubags suspiciously. The youngster was actually skipping along, but still keeping in step with the rest, waggling his ears foolishly and twirling his sword. Elbrig narrowed one eye as if singling out his quarry.
"That there, Traubags, you lollabin specimen, what do you think you're up to?"
The long patrol recruit chortled in a carefree manner.
"Good morning, Corp. Good to be jolly well alive, what?"
Elbrig scratched his chin in bewilderment.
"I was always a bit doubtful about young Traubags, but now I'm sure he's gone doolally, completely mad."
Deodara was marching alongside Traubags, reassured the corporal.
"He's all right, Corp. It's just that he's learned to march properly and his footpaws aren't so sore anymore. Sort of got his second wind, haven't you, old lad?"
Traubags gave his sword an extra twirl and sheathed it with a flourish.
"Exactly. You make the old footpaws go left-right instead of right-left. A good night's sleep, couple of lullabies from the sergeant, pinch some other chap's spoon and fork, scoff a bally good breakfast and hey-ho, I'm fit for anything at all, what?"
Drill Sergeant Clubrush had caught up with Lance Corporal Elbrig and had heard all that went on.
"Very good, young sir. Fit for anything, are we?"
he said. Traubags leapt in the air, performed a pirouette and carried on skipping.
"Right you are, Sarge. Brisk as a bee, bright as a button and carefree as crabs on a rock. That's me."
The sergeant smiled and exchanged a wink with the corporal.
"Right then. We're looking for bush-tail buckos like you. Fall out and relieve some of those ration pack and cooking gear carriers in the rear ranks. Look sharp now, young sir."
The irrepressible Fergail stifled a giggle.
"Poor old potty Traubags. Serves him jolly well right for opening his silly great mouth, I suppose."
Sergeant Clubrush's voice grated close to Fergail's ear.
"What's that, Mr. Fergail? Did I hear you saying you'd like to join Traubags? We're always looking for volunteers, you know."
"Oh, me, Sarge? No, Sarge. I never said a blinking word, Sarge."
The drill sergeant smiled sweetly, an unusual sight.
"That's the spirit, young sir. Less of the loose jaw and more of the footpaw. Live right, live right. Keep those shoulders square."
The columns did not break step until well into the afternoon, halting to rest and take light refreshments. They sprawled gratefully on a high hilltop amid wide patches of scented heather. Lady Craigerow's eyes climbed onto a rock and surveyed the terrain ahead. Sighting two running figures, she summoned Clubrush.
"Runners coming back, Sergeant. We'll stop here until they report and rest. One of them's young Algodol Swiftback, but I don't recognise the other, do you?"
Clubrush shielded his eyes and watched the runners.
"Aye, Mum. 'Tis one of the Starback family. Reeve, I think."
Algodol and Reeve put on an extra burst of speed for the last lap, running neck and neck uphill. The sergeant dropped his ears flat in admiration.
"Look at them go, Mum. Only Salamandastroners can run like that. Oh, for the days of youth and to be a galloper again, eh?"